جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. So tonight we're going to go through two verses of Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 25 and 26. Inshallah, Hajj Samir is going to fix the sound for us, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار. الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر وفرحوا بالحياة الدنيا وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي إليه من أناب الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العلي العظيم. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. So the previous verses spoke about those who possess intellect and their characteristics and their traits and their qualities. and things that they do. And tonight, this verse 24 speaks about, or 25 speaks about, those who are opposite to the first group, those who do not possess intellect, or those who do not use their intellect. They don't use it, they don't utilize it. God has given us the brain, reason, and He wants us to use our reason. If we can use the reason today, incorporate reason in our decisions, in our life, in our relationships, we can survive. We are not going to fight with each other. We are not going to go to court. We are not going to have conflicts among ourselves. But when we put reason aside and we resort to anger, to frustration, to emotions, to prejudice, the result is going to be that our life is going to be in disarray and shattered. God says those who do not use their intellect, they have three qualities, three descriptions. Description number one, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ, those who break their promise that they made with God. After signing their covenant with God, making a covenant with Him, they break it. And these promises that we make with God, some of them are inherent. Some of them we made them before we came into this physical existence. We made them when we were in the spiritual realm, alam al-dhar, before our physical formation. And this is in chapter 7. God says in chapter 7, when I created the souls, I asked them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? Would you accept me to be your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَى. They made a covenant that they will accept me as being their Lord, and they would worship me, and they will obey me, and they will follow my path. So we made a covenant. Some of them are inherent covenants. But when we come into this life, we change our mind. I know a person who imported a husband from overseas. She's a citizen of this country, but she imported a husband from overseas. And he promised her, I'll do this and this, and I will work from first day. I will get driver's license. I will go to school. I learn English. I do this, I do that. Once he arrived into this soil, he changed his mind. He broke all his promises with her. He changed his mind because he wanted to come to America. We did the same with God. We made many covenants with Him, but when we came into this life, we changed our mind. So we broke these promises. يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. And also we have other type of promises in this life. Marriage is a promise. Marriage is a covenant. Marriage is a contract. We have to honor it. Marriage has two sides, husband and wife. They agree that they live in peace. They help each other. They'll be for each other. They'll support each other. They don't take advantage of each other. They raise children. Both of them have to be responsible. But then, when the marriage is done, either both forget or one of them, they break their promise, mithaq, the covenant. Friendship also is a mithaq between two people. A father and a son, they have mithaq. A mother and her daughter, her children, they have made covenant. She made a covenant, I will take care of my children. I will not abandon them. A father that abandons his children, he broke his promise. يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. A business deal is a covenant. When you give your word and you sign, you put your signature. You have given your promise. You have to honor it. A business deal. When you work as a partner with your partner in a trade, in business, then you have to remain true to that. Don't break it. We learn how to honor our promises from our imams. On his way to Karbala, Imam Hussein was intercepted by that famous man, Al-Hur, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyah. Al-Hur, then he, of course, repented and he became one of the loyal companions of Imam Hussein. But he was only with 1,000 fighter soldier with him. He said to the Imam, I have an order from the Caliph, not the Caliph, the governor, Ibn Ziyad, in Kufa. I would not allow you to go to Karbala or to Kufa. You have to go back to Medina or I will arrest you. So the Imam said, you cannot arrest me. I'm not someone who will give in to you the desire of the Caliph. I'm a revolutionary man and I'm seeking martyrdom and you cannot arrest me. I'm going to fight. So he said to him, but let's make a deal. If I don't arrest you, then you don't go to Kufa. Imam said, okay, I would not go to Kufa. So he changed his direction. And he gave his word to Al-Hur. He changed his direction. After giving his word to Al-Hur, and then he started moving into the direction of Karbala, because God wanted him to go to Karbala. These are all formalities. God wanted Imam Hussein to reach the soil of Karbala, not to go to Kufa. Yes, his destination was Kufa, but God had the real plan for him. The real plan was for him to be diverted from Kufa and go to Karbala and meet his destination there. So some people came to Imam Hussein. They said to him, Yabna Rasulullah, there is a tribe not far from here. They have thousands of fighters who are willing to defend you. Break your promise to Al-Hur. Break your promise. Another military man, he will say, of course I will break it. Because I want to win. But not Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein said, I gave my word. To an enemy. I'm not going to change it. I have given him my word, and I change my direction. Even if there are thousands of supporters I have. Since I have given him my word, I would not change it. We learn honoring our word from Imam Hussein, from this leader. They would not change their promise under any circumstances. When they give their word to someone, they fulfill it. They don't change their mind. Because when you give your word, you are making a covenant, commitment. You cannot change it. You cannot withdraw. You cannot say, like this crazy lunatic man who's sitting in the White House, that we signed the deal 2015 with Iran and we can change it anytime because it's not working for us. You cannot say that. You put a signature, you have to honor it. You have to honor it. We learn this from our imams, from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first character of those evildoers, they break their promise. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقٍ You cannot trust them. You cannot trust them. They break their promise. They break their covenant. وَيَقْطَعُونَ The second trait of the evildoers, they disjoin, they disconnect, they sever. Sever what? وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ What God has commanded to be joined. To be joined. God commanded a relationship to be joined. To be connected. And I mentioned that 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. There are two relationships that we have to join. One with God and those that God chose. Like prophets and imams. This is one relationship. They disconnect their relationship with God. They disconnect their relationship with the Prophet Muhammad. And many of them, unfortunately, disconnect their relationship with Ali Muhammad, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. God asked them to connect with the family of the Prophet. Where is that? Check it out, Sahih Muslim, the most credible book in the Sunni tradition, Sahih Muslim. The Prophet says it three times. He repeats three times. Alaykum bi Ali Bayti. Allah, Allah fi Ali Bayti. When I leave my community, take care of my family. Follow them. Don't disconnect with them. Do not abandon them. Do not go after others. My family. Allah, Allah fi Ahli Bayti. Allah, Allah fi Ahli Bayti. They disconnected. Imam al-Sadiq says about this connection, يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ بِهِ أَنْ يُصَلْ. He says, نَزَلَتْ فِي رَحِمِ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. What God means in this verse is that you connect with the family of the Prophet. Do not disconnect with them. You're going to lose. You're going to be confused in this life. When God has appointed wonderful people for you, honest people, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you want to enjoy this life, if you don't want to go into the wrong direction, follow the truthful people. People who speak the truth. مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Don't go after people who do not have good history. They don't have good background. تَقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. صَادِقِينَ, they are not going to take you into the wrong direction. Those صَادِقِينَ, the honest, truthful, they look at the Akhirah. They are not the people of dunya. They are not enchanted with this dunya. They were designed and made and prepared for the next one, not this one. They are not going to fight over a seat, over khilafah. They are not going to do that. So stay with those. Stick to those people. Do not disconnect. This is one relationship. The second relationship with your family members. Don't disconnect with your family members. Just because they did not return your greetings, your salam, it's not a reason for disconnection. Just because they don't respect you, it's not a reason to disconnect. If they don't respect you, this is their problem. They have to answer God tomorrow. You don't disconnect with them. Especially your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. Those are first degree family members. Don't disconnect with them. Don't disconnect with them over the affairs of the dunya. Piece of land we are fighting. I've seen people, brothers, take each other to court here in America. Here in America because of a piece of land. Because of some money. They take each other to court. This is يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ. They disconnect with their families. You shouldn't fight over piece of land with your father, with your brother, even if your brother is wrong. In my opinion, I would not take him to court. Because there is a bigger court. Because there is a more decisive court. And a bigger judge. I'm not going to take my family members to a court. Even if they take my house. I'm not going to do that. Family is sacred. And court is not the solution. It's not the solution. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ. And their third bad character is وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They work corruption upon the land, in the land. They work corruption. What is corruption, my friends? What is fasad? Every sin is considered fasad, corruption. Every bad behavior is corruption. And we have been endowed with the responsibility of islah, not ifsad. To fix things, to build, not to destroy. Any act which is destructive is considered an act of corruption. Any act. And when we look at the Quran, the prophets, emissaries that God sent to humanity, they all, their first aim was islah. In aradtu, Shu'aib alayhi salam in Madian says to his community, in aradtu illa al-islah mastata'at, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. I am here to work hard as much as I can to build, to bring people together, to spread love, to spread unity, to foster friendships and brotherhood and sisterhood. In uridu illa al-islah. To bring a husband and wife together, back together. A father and son who are not speaking to each other, back together. Two families back together. Two communities back together. This is my role. This is why we are here. We are builders. We are peacemakers. And Musa alayhi salam says to Harun, when he left him, Musa was supposed to go and speak to God for 30 days. God said to him, Musa, you leave your community, you come to me for 30 days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً. But then when he was there, God said to him, I will extend that another 10 days. Stay here, don't go back. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ. Before he left, he said to his brother Aaron, who's leaving behind him, he's leaving him behind in the community. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي. Succeed me in my community when I leave. وَأَصْلِحْ وَأَصْلِحْ. Your role is islah, reforms, fixations. I need you here to bring people together. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Be careful. Do not follow the path of the destructives and the arrogant and those who commit mischief. We are here for islah, my friends. This is our job. When a mother finds two of her children, they don't speak to each other, she has to interfere. When a father finds his two brothers are not speaking to each other, or two of his sons are not speaking to each other, or two neighbors, or two friends, we have to use our talent. Sometimes some people have money, their talent is money. Sometimes their talent is knowledge. But sometimes their talent is honor. God says about Moses, وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. He had an honor. So you have to use your honor. You have to pay the taxation of your honor. Honor and dignity is a gift from God. God has given you honor and dignity. You have to use some of it. Don't say, no, because this person is going to attack me. That one is going to be suspicious about me. This one is going to put me down. The other is going to disappoint me. Don't say that. You have to pay taxation. You have to spend out of your honor. Sometimes you have to spend. You have to reach out to people. Some people say, no, I stay in the community, I stay away from people. This is not right. You are here for a number of days. And you have to leave your footprints in this life. You have to have a legacy. Your legacy is islah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. My friends, each and every one of you has to be an agent of goodness in his family and his neighborhood and his school and his office and his community. Each and every one of you. Try to bring the hearts together. Try that your presence in the community, in the family, is a source of goodness, khayr, is a source of peace, is a source of stability. Source of stability. When you can do that, you are on the right path. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes we struggle to bring people together, but we fail. But you should not quit. You should not quit. You should continue. Maybe you fail the first time, the second time. Maybe out of 20 attempts, you succeed in one. This is good. You score the points. And God will thank you for that. And God will appreciate every step you take. Sometimes people do not appreciate, they do not know, but God knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. God knows about your intention too. If your intention is good, you score points. So this is وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض. They have these three traits. أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار. Such people who have these three bad qualities, they're going to incur the wrath of God. لهم اللعنة. What does it mean, لهم اللعنة? لعن is a curse. What does it mean? Huh? They are distant from God's mercy. Excluded. This is the exact meaning of لعنة. God, who includes everything in His mercy, to those people He says, sorry, my mercy does not reach you because you blocked the way. You rejected it. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. سُوءُ الدَّارِ, they're going to have an evil abode. What does that mean too? What does it mean to have an evil abode? It means that the sorrow and the pain that they're going to experience, it is going to veil them from God. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. God is there to help. God is the source of light, source of happiness, source of forgiveness, source of every beauty in this universe. But some people draw the curtain. They say, God, thank you. We don't need your beauty. We don't need your light. Leave me alone. This is what they do to themselves. They draw a curtain between them and the beauty of God and the light of God. And God says in the Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If God disconnects His light from you, or you try to disconnect God's light from yourself, then Edison Company cannot help you anymore. If you bring the best and the biggest generator in the whole world, it would not provide you with light. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Why? Because God is the source of nur. Allahu nuru as-samawati wal-ard. The real nur, the real light, is generated by Him. He is the light. And if He withdraws His light from you, you would live in darkness. And then we go to the next one and we conclude. Allahu yaqsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Wa farihu bil hayati ad-dunya. Wa mal hayatu ad-dunya fil akhirati illa mata'. God is the one who outspreads, yapsut, outspreads and tightens the sustenance for whomsoever He wants and He likes. Sometimes God extends and outspreads sustenance, someone becomes rich. Sometimes God tightens the sustenance for some people and the provision. He tightens. Allah يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر. يقدر in this context, listen to this. يقدر, يقدر is when it is tightened. His business is not working. There is no income. There is loss. The business is down. Sales are down. But is that being done by God out of injustice? No, God would not practice injustice against anyone. It depends on risk in this life, depends on certain elements. Number one, our akhlaq, our character. God says, if your akhlaq, if your manners are good, I'll be generous with you. If you are generous with people, I'll be generous with you. If you are stingy with people, I'll be stingy with you. If you give to others, share with others, I will give it to you. I'll give to you. So it depends, number one, on people's character, on people's soul. Some people, their bank account is empty, empty balance, zero balance, but their heart is full. And some people, their bank account is overflowing, but the heart is dead and dark and stingy. I've seen this in every community. In every family, in every society, I see this every single day. I've seen sometimes people have little money, But when it comes to giving and sharing, they are the most generous. And I've seen the opposite. It depends on your akhlaq. This is number one. Number two, sustenance also depends on your intelligence. God wants to use your intelligence to make more money. What's wrong with that? To have a better job. God wants all of us to have the best job in town. All of us. Because a best job, it brings best good money, and good money brings good welfare to you and to the rest of the society. God wants you to make more money so you can help more and more and more. God does not want us to be dependent on others. This is not good. Generate money. God has given you brain, reason, aql, intelligence. Use it. So it depends on that. And also it depends on your himmah in this life. Your activity. When you take life serious. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Go to work. Try to find a job. Don't sit at home. Don't say there is no work in this country. There are no job opportunities. Go and find. God says, leave your house, search, I'll find it for you. But you promise me you leave your house. God says, I would not bring job to your room, to your bedroom. I don't do that. We don't have room service in Islam. You have to leave your room. You have to leave your room. Go to the marketplace. Look for a job. God says, I will find you one. I'll find you one, I promise you. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Don't be tumble. Don't be lazy, sitting at home doing nothing and say, well, there is no work outside. And then someone came from one of the countries and he didn't work. So they tell him, why don't you apply? Why don't you apply here, there? No, this is not good. This is not befitting my family. This is my father was Fulan merchant. You know, how can I? He wanted to be CEO of, you know, whatever company, you know, Twitter or Facebook. He wants to be right away the CEO of that company. Doesn't work. Those that you see them, the CEOs, they started from zero, from sub-zero. Some of them, they survived on minimum wage when they were young. And they made a fortune after that. You have to begin from zero. We have to humble ourselves. When God looks at us humble, sincere, really we want to save our families, He will send the sustenance. Allahu yaqsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir wa farihu bil hayati ad-dunya. God says, those who are attached to this life, they rejoice. Wa farihu. They rejoice in this life. They don't think of the next chapter of their life. They rejoice in this life. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But God says, listen, do you want me to give you the example of what this life represents to the other one? وَفَرِحُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ. Yet, compared to the hereafter, this life of this lower dunya, lower world, is but fleeting enjoyment. Nothing but a fleeting enjoyment. Mata', my friends, what is the meaning of mata'? Mata' is when you take a provision. Nowadays, when you fly, how many bags you take with you? Small carry-on. Because these airplanes, American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta, I call them concentration camps, believe me. Believe me, concentration camps. The leg room is getting smaller and smaller, crammed, you know. Alhamdulillah, flight attendants over 70 years old, they have back pain and you know they can't help. So these are concentration camps. So you have to take a small bag with you. If you take a larger one, you can't carry it. You can't put it there in the compartment. Mata. God says this life is a small carry-on luggage compared to the next one. Small luggage, small provision, and temporary one, fleeting. Fleeting, it will end. It is a temporary one, a fleeting. So don't be attached to this one. Don't be attached to this one. Now in the news, someone is being tried in Manhattan, in a court in Manhattan, New York. They call him a billionaire. Check out his name. He's been going to the court for the last 3-4 days. He's a billionaire. But he's going to spend the rest of his life behind bars. At least they're going to sentence him to 45 years in a prison. He's 66 now. So add 45 to it. How long he's going? 110, if he's lucky, if he's still alive. He's a billionaire. He's not enjoying his money anymore. Why? Because of the greed he had and because of the foolish things he did in his life. He thought that when he has money, he can get away with it. Because he would fly presidents on his private jet. And he thinks that my money is going to protect me. But his money failed him at the end. God says your money is not going to protect you there. If it cannot protect you here, definitely it would not protect you there. Unless you use your money for a good cause, not a bad cause. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات. My friend, Saturday, tomorrow of course, the Salat Friday prayers at 1 p.m. And Saturday night, 6:30, we're going to celebrate the Milad, the birthday of our 8th Imam, Al-Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is a special Imam. Imam al-Ridha is really, really indeed a special Imam. And we have invited a very good man with good hearts. I was with him last weekend in Washington, D.C. He's Reverend Pastor John Shook. He's a pastor of a church in Portland, Oregon. Last 40, he walked from Najaf to Karbala. He wanted to discover Islam, to discover Ahlul Bayt, to discover this man whose name is Hussein. Why millions of people go? They leave their homes, their businesses, their families. They walk 3 days. And he made a good discovery. And he made a documentary. The name of that documentary, if you want to check it out tonight when you go home, it's 30 minutes. For the love of Hussein. He means that all what people are doing this for the love of that leader, Hussein. They are willing to leave their families, their rest, their health, their homes, you know, to walk in the desert for the love of Hussein. And definitely the love of Hussein, the Prophet says, أحب الله من أحب حسينا. God would love those who love Hussein alayhi salam. He's going to be the keynote speaker. So don't miss that opportunity. Bring your friends and listen to him, inshallah. He's going to be here Saturday night, less than 48 hours from now. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وعجل في فرج إمامنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.